I Do It For You, which was number one for, it just seemed like forever, like the entire year in 1991. Anyway, Wholehearted was their fourth single release, and like the previous three singles, it's from their album Porno Graffiti. It did its best performance chart-wise, actually, Wholehearted, in Canada, where it peaked at number two, and in their native USA, it got to number four. Then we heard Nirvana and Smells Like Teen Spirit. This record includes what is possibly... it's just too good. It's probably, actually, my favourite intro of all time. There definitely isn't an intro I like more than that one. It's just so good. Anyway, on this day in 1991, it was a brand new entry into the charts. It had gone straight into the top 10 and was at number 9. It is, of course, taken from their absolutely brilliant Nevermind album. And I think I'm right in saying that it's the only track on the album which is written by all three members of Nirvana. Okay, so which chart wins your heart? We started off with 1971. We heard Chinatown by The Move and John Kongos and Tokoloshe Mam. Then from 1981, we heard The Pretenders and I Go To Sleep and Trevor Walters' Love Me Tonight. And then finally, from 1991, we heard Extreme and Wholehearted and Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. So it's up to you. Which chart wins your heart? There are no wrong answers. It's up to you to decide if you're a 70s, 80s or 90s kind of kid. Get in touch and let us know. Radio at phoenixfm.com. Let us know how we are soundtracking your Saturday evening. Now, you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and now the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio, or at least don't get played enough on the radio, in my opinion. Plus, of course, we always chuck in a few classics as well, like we just played Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. This week, we are playing a few rounds of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. We do this in the last show of every month. We play a couple of tracks from the corresponding years, from the 1970s and the 1980s and the 1990s, of what was in the charts on that day. So far, we have gone from 1970... 1980, 1990, and then we're up to... where are we up to now? Gosh, I've lost my place. We're up to 1972. So, which chart wins your heart? Here we go again. It's time for round three.
Oh, 98 FM.
There's a message thrown in the air, confront crazy horses riding everywhere. It's a warning, it's in every tongue. Got to stop them crazy horses on the run.
What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky.
They just keep on puffing how they multiply. Crazy horses, will they never halt? If they keep on moving, then it's all a fall.
What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah. Crazy horses, all got riders in the U.S.
That's a strong start, isn't it, from the 70s? A strong start to the next round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. First of all, we heard Junior Campbell and Hallelujah Freedom. On this day in 1972, Junior Campbell, who was formerly of the band Marmalade, was on his way out of the charts with Hallelujah Freedom, resting at number 18. It already peaked at number 10. Graham Knight, who was in Marmalade with Junior Campbell, plays bass on that track. That was his biggest solo hit, Hallelujah Freedom. With Marmalade, his biggest hit came in 1969 when they scored a number one hit with Obla Dee, Obla Doll, which is, of course, a cover of the Beatles' classic track. On that record there, Hallelujah Freedom, I got a kind of the Faces. It sounded like something the Faces would do. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe I got off that track. Anyway, then we heard the Osmonds and Crazy Horses, and I am never, ever going to pass up an opportunity to play that song because, frankly, it's brilliant. On this day in 1972, it was at number two, actually, in the charts, being kept off number one by Chuck Berry and My Dingaling. And that was as high as it got, number two for the Osmonds. The Osmonds' only UK number one came in 1974 when Love Me For A Reason made it all the way to the top of the charts. Boyzone also covered Love Me For A Reason, and they took it to number two in 1995, and they were kept off number one by East 17 and Stay Another Day. Okay, so that's what we had from 1972 to kick us off. It's going to need something strong from 1982 to better that. What do you think? Let's go again. 1982, what have you got for us?
Moving on the floor now, babe, you're a bird of paradise.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Staking their claim in which chart wins your heart. We heard two songs from 1982. First of all, it was Duran Duran and Rio. Duran Duran were absolutely massive, weren't they, from around 1981, so about 1985, I'd say. So, you know, during that time, I do find it quite surprising that they only scored two number one hits with Is There Something I Should Know, and I think the other one was The Reflex, that was it. Anyway, on this day in 1982, Rio, which is, of course, the title track from their second album, was on its way up the charts and was sitting at legs 11. It would eventually peak at number 9. The B-side of Rio was just a brilliant, brilliant track, The Chauffeur. It's probably my favourite Duran Duran song, actually, The Chauffeur. Anyway, Rio was the final single that was released from the album. Then we heard Yazoo and The Other Side of Love. Always brilliant and a pleasure to play some of Billy Ricky's own. So The Other Side of Love, on this day in 1982, Yazoo were enjoying their second week in the charts with that song. It was their third single release. Last week it had entered the charts at number 34. This week it had rocketed 14 places into the top 20 and was sitting at number 20. It would eventually peak at number 13. It was the first single that failed to make the top 10, so a bit unlucky there, really, number 13. Their first two were Only You and Don't Go, and they reached numbers 2 and 3, respectively. The Other Side of Love was not, though, included in the set list for the duo's 2008 reunion tour. In an interview on the official Yazoo website, Alison Moyer explained, "We left out the stuff that translated less well to live work, But then, listen to this, right? Then she went on to say, it's my least favourite track. I don't like singing it, and Vince wasn't that bothered, so we left it out. I think that's the real reason. Not that he didn't translate as well into live work. Anyway, just before we move on to the 1990s for Which Chart Wins Your Heart, I just want to remind you what's coming up on Phoenix FM tomorrow. Kicking us off at 7 a.m, it's Sunday Breakfast, and that's a mellow start to your Sunday morning with Sophia Marie. Then at 10, it's the Sunday Sessions. Kevin Piggott presents tracks, interviews and sessions from local and unsigned artists. And then at 12, it's Sunday Lunch. Tony Smith brings you 2 hours of pop, dance and chart hits, plus live sessions and interviews. Then at 2, it's the Bliss Disciples. That's right, we've got a bonus edition of Friday's The Bliss Disciples. And that's because Vicky Michelle's Vix Mix won't be here tomorrow. She is off doing Panto now, so lucky us, we've got the Bliss Disciples, a bonus track, it's a bonus edition. Daniel Gregory presents uplifting music for the weekend from across the ages, genres and international borders. Okay, before I go on, let's do the 1990s now. So, which chart wins your heart? It's a turn of 1992. What have they got for us?
Yo, DJ, pump this party!
What?
Till 10 p.m. Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
You're listening to Vixter.
listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with Mandy Cullen on Phoenix FM.
Free your mind.
There we go. Which chart wins your heart? The two candidates for 1992. First of all, we heard Bizarre Inc. featuring Angie Brown and just the brilliant I'm Gonna Get You. That was Bizarre Inc.'s biggest hit, whether it was with or without Angie Brown. Their next biggest hit came a year earlier with their debut release, Playing With Knives. That peaked at number four. On this day in 1992, I'm Gonna Get You was tumbling out of the charts and was sitting at number 25. Who'd already peaked at number three. Do you know, it's also certified silver, that record. It did make it to number one in the dance charts in the UK, though. I don't know if you've ever seen the episode of Come Dine With Me when one of the contestants has got Angie Brown as their entertainment. Brilliant. Imagine having Angie Brown in your living room. Just so random. Then we heard En Vogue and Free Your Mind. That record was released as a double A-side with Giving Him Something He Can Feel. On this day in 1992, it was kind of crawling up the charts, I suppose, and was sitting at its peak position of number 16. That song is from their second album, Funky Divas. The single performed slightly better in their native USA, where it peaked at number 8. So there we go. Which chart wins your heart? Let's have a bit of a recap, I think. First of all, from 1972, we heard Junior Campbell and Hallelujah Freedom. And we also heard The Osmonds and just the brilliant Crazy Horses. They were the offerings from 1972. Then from 1982, we heard Rio by Duran Duran and Yazoo and The Other Side of Love. Then finally, for which chart wins your heart, we heard I'm Gonna Get You by Bizarre Inc. featuring Andy Brown and Free Your Mind by En Vogue. So there you go. Are you a 70s, 80s or 90s kind of kid? It's up to you. There are no wrong answers. Drop us an email. We are at, I've forgotten the email address. We are at radio@phoenix.com. Drop us an email and let us know which you prefer, the 70s, 80s or 90s. What kind of kid are you? Okay, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. It's the last show of the month, so we're having a few rounds of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. How that works is we play a couple of songs from the corresponding years, from the 1970s, 80s and now the 1990s. And you decide which chart wins your heart. It's that simple. So we started off, didn't we, in 1970. We are now up to 1973, 1983 and 1993. So here is one of my all-time favourite bands kicking us off from 1973. Which chart wins your heart?
Calling on my telephone. Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30 second.
There we are, two songs back to back from 1973, kicking off our fourth and final round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Okay, the first song we heard was Roxy Music and Street Life. That single was written by lead singer Brian Ferry and it's the opening track from their third album, Stranded, on this day in 1973. It was on its way up the charts and was sitting at number 16, having just jumped 5 places from last week's number 21. It would eventually go on to peak at number 9. It was their third single release and their third consecutive top 10 hit. Then we heard Mott the Hoople and Roll Away the Stone. On this day in 1973, Mott the Hoople were on the way up the charts as well, and they were sitting at number 17 with Roll Away the Stone. It was their fourth single release and that would go on to peak at number 8. And that one was also written by their lead singer. Their lead singer being, of course, Ian Hunter. Now, I was telling you what's coming up on Phoenix FM tomorrow. I should also tell you about what's coming up after me this evening. It is, of course, Andy Furneaux and his... Do you know what? Andy Furneaux and his Boogie Nights. He's here. He can tell you all about it himself.
Join me, Andy Furneaux, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, If it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Yeah, that's Andy on after me this evening, 8 o'clock. So please make sure you stay tuned for that. He does bring a brilliant show. Then after Andy at 10, it's Classic Phoenix. Steve Robertson is here and he's going to present 2 hours of classical music. And that is also a very good listen. Okay, now it's over to 1983 for the second part of Which Chart Wins Your Heart?
I know just what to say, it's just a game I play. Now I'm here on my own. I'd like to be with you, I guess you always knew. Still I'm all alone. I know the story, but it all worked out. It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
It's the way my life was meant to be.
It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
Love's just a door that's locked and there's no key.
It never happens to me. I know my every line, it's just a waste of time. Guess it's all such a shame. I've seen it all before, and every time I'm sure that it ends up the same. I know the story, but it all worked out. Never happens to me. It never happens to me.
It's the way my life was meant to be.
It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
Love's just a door that's locked and there's no key.
It never happens to me.
Listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. making their claim to be the chart that wins your heart with two songs back to back from 1983. First of all, we heard The Assembly and Never Never. The Assembly were a short-lived act, really, weren't they? This is their only single released by them. Lead vocals on this one are performed by Fergal Sharkey of The Undertones. And on this day in 1983, Never Never was sitting at its peak spot of number 4 in the charts. Then we heard Marilyn and Calling Your Name. On this day in 1983, Marilyn, or Peter Robinson, to give him his real name, just in case you're heading off to a pub quiz later. Anyway, he was racing up the charts, having leapt a massive 12 places from number 21 and into the top 10, and was sitting at number 9. It would eventually work its way up to number 4. It was his debut single release, and it remains by far his biggest hit. So that was what 1983 had to offer us. Now it's over to 1993 for which chart wins your heart.
We'll be right back.
Right, from 1993, that was Sting and Demolition Man. As you might expect, that song is written by Sting, although it was originally recorded by Grace Jones in 1981 for her album Night Clubbing. It was then recorded by The Police as well for their fourth album, Ghost in the Machine. And then, of course, Sting released it as a solo artist on this day. And on this day in 1993, it was on its way out of the charts and was sitting at number 23. It peaked at number 21, so just missing out on the top 20. So I've only got one song left. So let me just remind you what we've heard so far on Which Chart Wins Your Heart for this round. We kicked off with Roxy Music and Street Life from 1973. And from 1973, we also heard Mott the Hoople and Roll Away the Stone. Then we heard The Assembly and Never Never. I mentioned that The Assembly were a short-lived act, really. They were actually made up of Vince Clarke, who had previously been, of course, in Depeche Mode and Yazoo, and Eric Radcliffe, who was on production. They were going to have a different singer, I think, for each record they released, but they only ever released one. Anyway, so we heard Never Never by The Assembly, and we also heard Marilyn and Calling Your Name. So that was the offering from 1983. And then from 1993, we heard Sting and Demolition Man, and I'm going to leave you with The Wonder Stuff and Full of Life, and in brackets, Happy Now. Okay, so that is just about it from me. Thank you so much for keeping me company for the last 2 hours. I really hope you've enjoyed playing along with Which Chart Wins Your Heart. Do you know what? I really enjoyed playing the songs this evening. It's been really an eclectic mix. So don't forget, Andy Furneaux is up next at 8 o'clock with his excellent Boogie Night. So please do make sure you stay tuned for that. You will not be disappointed. He always brings the party. It's just such a good show. You could have a kitchen disco, actually, while you're listening to that. I'm going to leave you, as I said, with The Wonder Stuff for you to ponder. Which chart wins your heart? This track is called Full of Life, and then in brackets, Happy Now. And on this day in 1993, it was a brand new entry into the top 40. It peaked at number 28, and that would be its peak position. So please do go ahead and enjoy the rest of your weekend. All being well, I'm going to be back next week for another edition of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. So please do stay safe, and remember, if you can't stay safe, then always stay sexy. Here we go then. The Wonder Stuff, Full of Life. Andy Furneaux is up next with his Boogie Nights. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thanks for listening.
When you should have that fist, did it feel like you were winning? When you drew that blood, did you think you'd take the blame? If you spoke up now, would you tell without the lying? Oh, now the answer's laced with